Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hi, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And, yeah, Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin, wanted to hear Ray Stevens, The Streak. And that, of course, it's two for Tuesday, which means we're going to hear two Ray Stevens songs. Yeah. Esmeralda, are you familiar with the brilliant work of Ray Stevens?
I mean, I've heard that song.
You've heard The Streak?
Yes.
Yeah, he also did Guitar Zan.
Oh, boy.
He did Ahab the Arab.
Uh-huh.
He also did, what was it? Because he mostly did novelty songs, Ray Stevens. But he did something, like a happy world. It's a sweet world happy.
That's the one we'll be hearing after.
Okay. All right. Because that's like a straight up song. It's corny, but it's not a novelty song like The Streak. See, you know a song is funny when it has that whistle in it. You know, it's immediate comedy.
I was doubting it, and then I heard it, and I went, "Oh!"
As soon as you hear that whistle, it's immediately comedy. It's like, well, you can't deny the comedy. There's a name for that thing too. It's got something for the whistle, the blow whistle, or the whistle
slide whistle.
The slide whistle. There it is. Of course, it's the slide whistle. If you hear a slide whistle on any recording, it automatically adds comedy.
Well, yeah, you know, it shows feelings.
Yes.
Boop.
That's right.
Boop.
That's right. So, The Streak. Boy, oh boy, that was you guys weren't alive when streaking was popular. People running around. It was big on college campuses, people running around naked, streaking.
Anybody clothesline?
I don't.
Any
you know,
of these people?
I'm sure that there people were hurt. I would imagine, this was the 70s. It was mostly on college campuses. People were taking their clothes off and running around. I'm assuming people got hurt because they were probably stoned out of their minds. You know, you blow a half a bag of weed and go, let's go streaking. That's the only logical explanation for anybody would run around with their clothes off. And then, of course, there's that legendary moment on the Oscars. And I can't remember what year it was, 72 or 3. Where David Niven was at the podium on the Oscars, and a dude ran across the stage naked. And it was 74, by the way, and on the Oscars. Oscars broadcast is 1974. Dude ran across the street naked, the stage naked, had a bad 70s mustache, just like you would imagine, and he was holding up the peace sign. And he ran across the street, the stage naked, and millions and millions and millions of people watching the Oscars saw it. And without missing a beat, David Niven, one of the smoothest dudes ever, without missing a beat, said, it's really sad that a guy would be on TV to show his shortcomings. That was what David Niven said. It was like a millisecond after the guy crossed the stage. David Niven, man. Whew. Yeah, Ray Stevens. We used to get live. I was in this play that I co-wrote and directed called Alive, and it was about these. I've mentioned it before. It was based on me and my five friends, and we would meet up every Friday night and drink. And there was a long Ray Stevens bit in Alive. that was because my character in Alive would, not unlike me years ago, Esmeralda, would watch TV late at night, drunk, and order stuff.
See, that's where we differ.
Yeah.
I don't order it.
Yeah, I did. I went so far as to order it. And one of the things I ordered was the greatest hits of Ray Stevens. This is in real life. And we put it in the play, and it got a huge laugh every night because it's just a stupid thing to do. I also ordered the pancake flippy, which I've talked about on the air before, and they sent me two of them. And I don't even make pancakes. I'm not a big pancake guy. But at that night, I needed them. That night I was like, oh, I needed a pancake flippy. For about 10 years, I had a big bucket of Quick and Bright under my sink in the kitchen. Big tub. It was like a cleaning, it was like a goo that you would clean the house with. Quick and Bright. Cleans up any stain anywhere, any surface, any rug, anything.
Yeah, I think I convinced my mother to buy that.
Did you? Yeah, I needed it. Somehow I needed it. After, you know, after a bunch of booze at like 3:30 in the morning, I was like, I need some quick and bright. So, yeah. All right, Ray Stevens. That's the only time you ever listen to him is if you're drunk and you see infomercials. They don't have Ray Stevens infomercials anymore, though. This is clearly a long time ago. See, not in demand now, Ray Stevens. I don't see people knocking down the door for tickets to see concerts of Ray. Is Ray Stevens still alive? I think he is. All right. So, he is alive. Thank you, Dan. Maybe he's streaking right now. Or hanging out with Guitar Zan. Okay. So, Esmeralda, do you have any like sort of hacks or shortcuts or little secrets that have been passed down to you from, say, your mom or your dad, like household stuff, shortcuts that you do?
Not really. The big one, but you know, this is everywhere. Is you, when you cut limes, you put them in your sink. It's supposed to keep them fresh, keep the sink fresh.
Oh. So just wait a minute. Just what do? Rub the lime onto the sink?
No, you just put it in the sink thing, in the, where the water goes.
In the drain?
Yeah. I mean, you don't put them in the, you don't shove them into the drain.
Yeah, because I was going to say, that's going to cause a different problem.
But you have, you know, that thing that catches all the food and stuff.
Yeah.
And I guess with the water hitting them, and if it's hot water, it kind of freshens it up.
You know what? I didn't know that. That's a nice little thing.
I mean, don't leave them there too long, because then they just start to smell sour.
They'll start to smell. No, that's cool, though. That's a good idea. I'll have to try that. Well, I've got a bunch of these, and if anybody has some shortcuts or hacks, that they call them life hacks, things that you've been doing wrong all your life and how you can do things quicker and better, you know, stuff that's been passed down from people to people, 312-981-7200. How about organizing your spray bottles, Esmeralda?
How many spray bottles do you have?
I don't know. If you have a lot of spray bottles, use a clothing rod to hang your spray bottles to save space. Now I'm trying to think of how many spray bottles I have. I have some, yeah, at home. Cleaners and stuff like that, and Windex and Febreze and things like that. I have those things. I don't think I need to put up a clothing rod to hang my spray bottles from. So, how about filling a container with water? So here's, if you have a container that can't fit in your sink, carefully position a dustpan in a way that will funnel the water into the container below. Well, does that mean that the dustpan has to be clean? Like really clean? Because let's say most people who are trying to get like a bucket full of water are going to use it to mop the floor. So you want that to be clean. All right, how about this? Do you have trouble keeping cords untangled, Esmeralda?
Always.
That and that damn spray bottle problem that we all have.
It's crazy.
Make sure your headphone and charger cords don't get tangled up by using bread ties to keep them in place. Oh. Okay. How about packing clothes? Do you know what one of the secrets to packing clothes is?
Suitcase or?
Yeah. But when you're packing clothes to like go on a vacation or move or whatever, you might want to jot this stuff down, Esmeralda, since you're moving. You don't want tangled cords when you move into your new place.
I think that's when they're already set up, though.
Here's what you do you roll up your clothes when packing. It'll take up less space. Roll up your clothes. So you'll thank me for it later. All right. We have to take a break here. We'll come back. And if you have any sort of hints and shortcuts and life hacks, 312-981-7200. Everybody's beautiful in their own way. Under God's head.
there is none so blind as he who will not see. We must not close our minds.
This is a little bit different than the Streak. it's Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, Two for Tuesday. Get your requests in. Two for Tuesday, one artist, two songs. 312-981-7200. Ray Stevens, Everything is Beautiful. Oh, Ray. All right. All right, Esmeralda, you, you're jotting all this stuff down, right? So that you, so that your life and your move and your life become so much easier.
Yes.
Because these are life hacks, things that we've been doing wrong all of our life, and shortcuts, and if you have any of those cool little tidbits, 312-981-7200. All right, how about this? Tacking on keys.
To what?
To your key ring.
Oh, okay.
Use a staple remover to keep your key ring open when you are adding keys.
Oh. See, that is a problem. I have nails, and I usually break them when I try to put keys on a key ring.
Yeah, I usually... Yeah, I mean, I have never really used anything. I usually just leave, like, I'll have a key halfway through to keep it open.
Yeah, so, like, I'll strong man it.
I'll get one key in, you know, and then leave that, and that key will keep it open if I have to put any other keys on.
That is one of the worst jobs to do, I would say.
Okay, so get yourself a staple remover, Esmeralda.
Perfect.
And then you won't have that problem ever again in your life. That's what we do on this show. We solve problems.
My life is going to be so much better.
That's right. We solve problems on that. That's why I'm getting a plaque. That's why I'm going to be on the Walk of Fame, is because my show, we solve problems here. How about removing trash bags? Is that an issue?
But, like, what does that mean?
Here's what they say, and I would not do this. It says, drill holes in a trash can to prevent suction issues when you're pulling out or inserting a trash bag.
Oh, okay.
So I can understand there's a little suction problem when you're pulling the trash bag out, but here's the other issue. If you drill holes in the trash can, what if you get a leak in the bag?
Ugh.
Then it's going to come out all over wherever you keep your garbage can.
Yep.
And I happen to keep my garbage can under my kitchen sink, and I don't want, you know, garbage and goo under my kitchen sink.
Maybe you got to put it in another bucket?
Yeah, see, that's just a pain in the neck.
Bucket within a bucket?
Just deal with the suction. Oh, God.
I don't...
That's Friday morning, everybody. You're going to hear that one.
I don't have that problem. Well, one, I don't use a big garbage can because I don't produce that much garbage.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I live alone, so I've got the tall kitchen can. You know what I mean?
I try to use that, but then if I don't have that much, it starts to smell.
Yeah.
And then I have to throw it out, and I've only maybe used half the bag.
Yeah. You know, it depends. Yeah, it depends on the garbage.
I usually just use a plastic, like a grocery bag,
for your garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. I just have one.
It's stinky.
You know, I just have a little. It's not a big can. It's a can that fits underneath my sink. You know, so it's not like a giant. It's not like a giant can. And they seem to be. It seems to be fine. It doesn't get that bad. All right, how about we have a few from our listeners, Esmeralda, to help us out.
Oh, good.
Okay. See? Phil says, if you have warm beer, put a wet paper towel around it and stick it in the freezer for a few minutes, and the beer will be icy cold. Okay, well, that's not something I'm going to be doing, but Esmeralda.
You could do sodas if you have a soda.
Yeah, yeah.
A water, maybe. I don't know if it would work.
Just stick it in for a few minutes and it'll be icy cold. All right. 815 area code says, use a dryer sheet to erase coffee stains out of mugs and other stains on dishes and in the sink.
I've noticed if you use baking soda.
Baking soda is kind of like the all-purpose thing.
Right. And you scrub it. I mean, really, if you just scrub it, it'll come out.
Yeah. But I've never tried the dryer sheet. Also, wasn't there the thing, Dan, there was if you put dryer sheets in your pocket, you won't get stung by bees?
Right, there was that.
Wait, what?
It keeps the bees away. The smell of the dryer, the fragrance keeps the bees away. So
And mosquitoes, too,
I think. Mosquitoes, right. That was the other. Yeah, mosquitoes and bees and stuff. If you, I'm sorry. I didn't even notice what time it was, Dan.
So it sounds like the complete opposite to me because it smells like flowers.
Right, and you would think that they would.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we have to break. We got the news coming up, and after the news, we got more of these. If you have any more life hacks, 312-981-7200. Yes, Two for Tuesday continues. Two for Tuesday, man. Yeah. Bird. Steve requested the Hollies, Long Dark Road. So we'll get another Hollies tune. It's get your Two for Tuesday requests in. One artist, two songs. 312-981-7200. All right. We are solving lives or solving problems and making lives easier with some life hacks and shortcuts. Got a ton of them here, and we'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Another one, 606 area code, Esmeralda. You clean your sink disposal with ice cubes, then rinse with baking soda mixed in water, and it works. So ice cubes, baking soda, and water. Mmm. Never tried that before. All right, now some more of these that I have here in front of me. Are you ready? These are life-changing, Esmeralda. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
This is better than The Secret.
My life is going to change and be so much easier after this segment. How about this? In the incredibly tough world of making sandwiches. Esmeralda, you ready? You want to mm-hmm. know how easier? I've read this twice, and I don't understand it. See if Dan, Esmeralda, explain this to me like I'm a three-year-old, if you have to.
Okay.
Cut round sandwich fillings in half to make sure they cover the whole surface of the bread.
Oh, so, okay. So you have your piece of bread, right?
Yeah.
And you cut them into moons. You're cutting the meat into moons, like a piece
like
of bologna.
Like a half moon.
Right.
Cut so it down the middle.
Exactly. You put the flat side out and the round part in.
Oh, and then the edges are covered.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right. Is that really a problem, though?
You know, when you're eating a sandwich and you don't get all the fillings.
Yeah.
In every bite.
I just put
this
like,
will
I
do
just,
it properly.
I just put like extra meat on.
Yeah, but then it's dangling on the outside. This is like a nice neat, especially if you're packing it up. It's all like gonna get smushed.
Okay. Well, I'll have to try that.
But I think that it only works if you eat bologna or salami.
Yeah. Only if it's round.
Yeah.
Okay. How about microwaving leftovers? You don't have to worry about that, Esmeralda, because you don't have a microwave.
I do not.
Are you going to have a microwave when you and V move in together?
I think it's included.
Wait a minute. It's included in your apartment?
Yeah. It's those kind that are up on the...
Oh, it's already... It's like in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Wow, what is that? How's that going to... Are you ever going to use it? I bet V will.
I mean, I'll use it for stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just never had a... Like, if I only had a microwave!
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing we did... I did tell him because we see this infomercial a lot is for that thing that... it's the steam cleaner thing called the Angry Mama.
Wait, what is this?
It's this plastic thing you fill with water.
Uh-huh.
And you put it in the microwave... And it's got steam holes to shoot out the steam, and it's the plastic thing is an angry lady, and it's called the Angry Mama.
What does it do? Clean your microwave?
Yeah, it's supposed to steam clean.
Steam clean the microwave? Mm-hmm. You just wipe it down afterwards?
Yeah.
It's called the Angry Mama?
Yep.
How have I not seen this?
I don't know. I've seen it a few times.
Okay. Well, microwaving leftovers, here you go. Dig a hole in your leftovers when heating them up so that the microwave will heat them, the microwave heat will spread evenly. Dig a hole in your leftovers.
Oh, yeah, like a donut.
Yeah. And then it'll heat evenly.
Right. I mean, that's the problem here when I'm trying to heat up leftovers and it's... All yeah. hot on the outside.
Right.
Burn my fingers trying to pull it out of the microwave and it's cold in the middle.
Right. That's a common issue. You ever try that, Dan? Digging a hole in your leftover?
I do, actually, all the time.
Do you?
Yeah. So it usually helps. I have your Angry Mama commercial.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Microwave meals splatter and spill. Over time, that mess gets cooked and caked on, forcing you to clean with harsh chemicals. But you still end up scrubbing stuck on food. Not anymore. Introducing Angry Mama, the fast, easy way to loosen stubborn messes in a breeze so you can just wipe away with ease.
I love Angry Mama.
That girl cleans everything.
It's easy. Just add a little vinegar and water and place it in your microwave. Inside, Angry Mama releases a powerful natural steam that penetrates every surface, getting deep into corners to break down and melt away grease and grime. So all you do is wipe away. No more scrubbing and scraping stuck-on messes again. She even disinfects and deodorizes as she cleans. Watch, stubborn pasta sauce, she breaks it down so it wipes off with ease. Gooey stuck-on cheese? With her cleaning steam, it comes right out. Greasy bacon splatter dissolves in seconds to easily wipe away.
This microwave is disgusting. Let's see what she can do. Wow, I'm really impressed. Look, even the corners are clean.
Check this out. It looks new on the inside. And it was so fast and easy, I'm sold.
Smelly odors taking over your microwave? Here's a little trick. Add a splash of lemon juice, and she deep cleans while leaving a fresh citrus scent. Wow. Amazing. At just pennies per use, you'll save hundreds on expensive cleaners.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a Chili Mama, too. You put her in your freezer.
Wait a second. Do we have someone who actually has one of these things? Trucker Rich, you have an Angry Mama?
My wife does. She got it in one of them white elephant Christmas grab bag gifts.
Uh-huh.
And that stupid little thing does work.
It does. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, I'm thinking, why couldn't you just do that with a sponge?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it'd be the same thing, but I guess you got to have that little goofy little lady standing in there spinning around in a circle with steam coming out of her head.
That looks awesome to me. All right. Thank you, Rich.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Have a good evening.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, man. Take care. So there you go. There's a testimonial for you, Esmeralda.
Yeah. It's more like if you look at her face, it's ridiculous. She's real mad.
She's mad.
She's got her hands on her hips.
She's really
her
mad.
Her arms on her.
That you've let this microwave get so dirty.
And now she has to clean it.
Yeah. All right. How about heating up food? This is in the same vein. Place one bowl on top of a cup. What? To make sure both bowls can fit in the microwave at the same time.
Oh, that's so you microwave two things.
Oh, you can microwave two things. Okay. All right. How about this? Using sauce cups. Spread the rims of the sauce cups so that you can dip your burger in ketchup or add even more ketchup to the cup. So those are the paper ones, right? That's what they're talking about. You know the paper cups that you get at places? Mm-hmm. You're supposed to spread those out.
Oh, yeah, you unroll it.
Yeah. It's like we were talking about before about the Chinese food containers.
Right.
That those are actually supposed to be opened up in like a plate and used like that. That's the same kind of thing with the little cups that you get with your ketchup.
Yeah, I never get ketchup.
Not for your fries?
No. You know what? I think if the fries need to be good enough without ketchup.
Yeah. I'm not a big ketchup guy either. 815 area code says Target toilet bowl cleaner gets rust stains out of the shower if you have well water. Keith in Kansas says, tell Esmeralda that Hefty blackout bags will solve her odor problem. I use them all the time.
Yeah, but then I'm like, there's just gross garbage in my house.
Mm-hmm.
What if I have a small bag?
Right.
I can just throw it out. Done.
Yeah. The garbage bags that I use are the ones that have the odor buster thing. And they smell very pleasant. Especially when you first get them and you know how you have to open up the bag.
Oh, and there's no dirty garbage in there yet?
Yeah, open up the bag and you know how you slap the bag to get the air in it? So it opens up all the way. You get that smell. Poof, it just comes right out. Then you put it inside the can, and it's good. Jesse says, instead of sweeping and mopping, I use the vacuum, then use Swiffer Jet. So Swiffer Wet Jet. I have a Swiffer that I use. They're great for dusting, man. Those things are great. 630 area code. Men, rub a dryer sheet on your hairy legs to stop static cling on your clothes. Okay. And you won't get stung by a bee on your leg either. All right. We have to break here for weather and traffic and then more life-changing hacks for you. And if you've got any, 312-981-7200. Two for Tuesday continues. Get your requests in. One artist, two songs. 312-981-7200. Two for Tuesday, yeah, bird. Steve wanted to hear The Hollies, The Air That I Breathe. Yeah, so there you go. Hey, we're back. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. And we're giving you some wonderful life hacks that will change your life and make it easier. And Esmeralda, I did see the link, and I finally got to see what the angry mama looks like, and it's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't picture her to be, you know, colored in that way. Like, she's got yellow skin, and she's got a blue...
There's different ones you
different
can pick
kinds.
From, yeah.
Yeah, I thought, I just pictured it like a clear thing. You stick in there, and they make her look really mad. She's unhappy about your microwave. All right, how about this one? You know, it's difficult to eat a cupcake, Esmeralda, as we all know.
Oh, of course.
It's one of the huge problems in everybody's life is the difficulty of actually consuming a cupcake. Instead of just digging in, cut the bottom off and turn it into a sandwich, and you'll get frosting in every bite. Oh, I see. Yeah, so cut it in half, and then take the bottom part, put it on top, and then you have yourself a little cupcake sandwich. Boy, they're really concerned about getting the filling in every bite on these things. This seems to be an issue.
The cake batter to filling ratio.
Yeah. Okay. How about when you're eating cheesy snacks? This always seems to be an issue. I've had problems with eating cheesy snacks my entire life. Now we can solve them. Eat snacks with a lot of residue with chopsticks so you won't get any powder stains on your fingers. Oh, so they're talking about Cheetos, basically.
Mm-hmm. Cheese puffs, maybe.
Cheese puffs. So use chopsticks? Are you kidding? That's stupid.
I think part of the allure of eating Cheetos and all that is that you get the dust on your fingers, and then you have more to eat.
That's, well, you know, a girl that I dated years and years ago loved Cheetos, and she would eat a bunch of Cheetos and leave the stuff on her fingers until it was, like, thick, and then she would, like, scrape it off with her teeth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She loved it. It was like, this is the best part. The best part is all the stuff that's stuck on your fingers after you eat the Cheetos.
Sometimes you really, I mean, it gets stuck on there.
Oh, it does? No, there's no question about it. You got to wash your hands.
It's like spackle.
And they leave stains, too, on your fingers. All right. Tim has some advice. Hey, Tim.
Hey. Well, eating Cheetos like that is like that Seinfeld episode where they were eating candy bars with a knife and a fork.
Right, where they put a Snickers bar on a plate and use a knife and a fork to eat it.
Right. Yeah. Hey, I got a trick for bees.
All right.
Like, if you know your house, bees come and nest in the eaves or at a lamp or whatever, when you get rid of the nest, if you spray WD-40 where it was, they won't come back.
Oh. Boy, WD-40 does everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, that stuff does everything. You can basically anything that you need fixed, duct tape and WD-40 will do it.
It works.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Tim.
Have a good night.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
We did an adorable booklet in high school in our photography class on the wonders of WD-40, Everyone wrote a story about like how they could, how WD-40 helped them.
Well, I mean, it really is. It really is kind of an amazing product. It really is.
It is. What is it?
I don't know. I have no idea. But it's, what's the story behind WD-40? We had it in,
it's like chemicals and stuff.
No, no, no.
No?
There's something that it's short for something. And we had it in Black and Blue, in the play Black and Blue. We had a character in Black and Blue. Well, you saw Black and Blue, Dan.
Yep.
One of the two old guys, the regulars who sit at the end of the bar, the barflies, one of them was kind of Cliff Clavin-ish, whereas like he had all these facts, you know, and stuff that he would write down in his book. He always had a book with him. Whenever he heard something, he'd write it down. One of them was the definition for why it's WD-40. Can you find it?
Yes.
You find it?
It stands for Water Displacement 40th Formula. Suggesting it was the result of the 40th attempt to create the product. WD-40 is a water-displacing spray using penetrating oil.
Right.
So WD stands for water displacement.
40th formula. Yeah, 40th formula. That's exactly – that's what he said. He said 40th time, though. He said in the play, whatever, he said water displacement 40th time. And then he explained it was the 40th time that they tried to make this formula, and then it finally worked. So that's what WD-40 stands for. Again, learning. That's why you turn on this radio show, to learn. Sherry sends in a text, and it says, no need to buy the Angry Mama. Just put a bowl of water in the microwave and microwave the bowl for a couple of minutes. Let it sit for a couple of more minutes. The steam from the water will soften the goo, and you can just wipe it away.
Well, there's no need to buy a lot of things.
Yeah.
But it's so fun.
But the bowl doesn't look like an angry woman. So right there, that's
oh, gosh.
The fun is no longer there.
Yeah, you don't go, oh, Angry Mama, sorry.
Yep.
You got to clean my microwave.
I'm sorry I have to fill your head full of water. 815 area code says, if you cut frozen pizzas just like lunch meat, like a moon, you can cook two frozen pizzas at the same time on the same shelf.
Never thought to do that. Usually just need one.
Yeah, yeah. People are concerned with, like, getting a filling in every bite and being able to cook three things at once. This seems to be an issue. All right, how about eating popcorn from a bag? It's such a hassle, Esmeralda, as you know.
Well, because the sides are all
buttered. Yeah, because you get your hand all full of butter and stuff. Rip the bag strategically so you no longer have to dip your hand into grab a popcorn.
See, again, it's like the Cheetos.
Or
it's all over and you eat it after.
Yeah, or just open the bag and dump it into a bowl if you're concerned
about
that.
There's a bowl you have to wash now.
Nah, so what? You can just throw it in the microwave with the angry woman and she'll clean it.
Yeah, don't confuse people. You can't just throw your dishes into a microwave.
Oh, you can't?
And expect Angry Mama to wash them completely.
The angry woman won't do it? If I put, like, three...
Here, Angry Mama, do my dishes.
There you go. I just had a nice big bowl of macaroni and cheese. I'm going to throw that bowl in there and throw you in there. And I expect that bowl to be spotless, angry woman face. Listening to your music on your phone. What? Put your phone in a cup when playing music to enhance the sound.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
What?
Yeah, because the cup's concave or whatever.
Put it in.
Science.
I don't know. I when I listen to music on my phone, I put headphones on or the earbuds in.
Yeah, it's like a cheap speaker. The other thing they tell you to do is like grab a toilet paper roll for the same reason, that you just take the roll and you put it in and it shoots out the sides.
Which I've tried to do that. I'm like, I don't understand.
It's not
how
as good
works.
As the cup. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, you mentioned toilet paper roll and I'm picturing Larry Schreiner telling everybody about the Chicago flood. That's what I'm picturing right now.
I'm picturing you and Leo DiCaprio trying to get toilet paper during the huge snowstorm that we had a couple weeks
ago. Oh, man. Boy, that was a fun morning, Dan.
Some listeners, a listener emailed me a couple days later, obviously a podcast listener, and wondered why you just didn't use Kleenex.
Didn't have any Kleenex. Mm. I had paper towels, but I'm not going to put paper towels on the toilet. No, you don't put paper towels on the toilet.
Yeah. Did Larry Shiner tell you that?
No. No.
You could just take what you need and then go into the bathroom.
You know what's really You know what's really funny? Is that was a running joke. You guys remember that hilarious animated movie called the or animated show on Fox called The PJs?
Oh, yeah.
And it was Eddie Murphy provided the voice. He was the super. And every single toilet that got clogged up, he said, I told you not to put the paper towel in the toilet. That was like he was mad. Like everybody's toilet would clog up because they kept throwing paper towels down the toilet. That show, by the way, was hilarious.
God, I was recently watching some cartoon where the PJs came up from out of the sewers.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Hold that thought because we have to break for the news.
Now so, I have to look it up. I'm like, what was I watching?
Hold on a second. We'll be right back. Kind of a drag when you feel like you want to cry. Oh, girl. Even though you made me feel the way that you feel. Yeah. All right, welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude here 2 to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich follows me with the opening bell, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday continues. Bird. 312-981-7200. Lou requested the Buckinghams. That's kind of a drag, and both of his picks reflect his feelings on the Hawks. Yeah, we will play the Blackhawks Express from last night's game, and man, not good. Not good at all. The Hawks, their backs are up against it at this point. So it's not over yet. Doesn't look good, but it's not over yet. All right, we've been talking about little shortcuts and hacks that can make your life so much easier. And I know that everybody listening right now, their lives have been changed. I mean, I know I'll never eat a sandwich the same way again. And I can't wait to throw my phone into a bowl or a cup so I can listen to my music. Now, this one I knew. Esmeralda, I bet you knew this one too. How to keep pastries fresh.
In a container?
Wait, you're just going to go right to Tupperware?
Yeah, what?
If you have cake or cookies or something, put a slice of bread in the bag with it to keep it moist. And that works. That's a real thing. I've been doing that for a long time. Proper way to drink a soda with straw. This only applies to canned soda. So you got a can of pop, you bust it open, and you know the little tab?
Mm-hmm.
You turn it around so it's over the hole, and then you stick the straw through that, and it won't move.
Oh.
So. That's a little, Dan, you do that with your pop?
Can't say that I ever have. I'm not a fan of drinking it straight from...
out of the can?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the straw, quite frankly. Whenever I go to a restaurant or something and they put a straw in my water or my drink or something, I don't usually use it. I usually just drink it right out of the glass.
My mom lives for straws.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any particular reason why she has an affinity for straws?
No.
She just likes them.
Yeah. Her teeth, I think her teeth are sensitive too, so that helps. Okay. But even before that, she always used straws.
Yeah, I just don't like them. You know, I mean, obviously, if you're in a fast food joint, you know.
Supposedly, too, it's supposed to help not get your teeth all sugary.
By using a straw?
Yeah, because it's bypassing all that.
Yeah. Unless, of course, you're rinsing like Listerine. Because I know whenever I take a sip of Dr. Pepper, I like to wash it around in my mouth for a while. I have not tasted Dr. Pepper in 14 years, so I don't even have no idea why I said Dr. Pepper. because I haven't had caffeine in 14. It's been 14 years since I've had caffeine. Wow. I do miss Dr. Pepper, though. I have to say. And every once in a while, I'll see like a Coca-Cola commercial, and I'll be like, ooh, that looks good.
So, are you opposed to caffeine-free versions of
those?
Because
they don't taste the same. They just don't, you know. I mean, I've tried, you know, Dr. Pepper, caffeine-free Dr. Pepper. It doesn't taste like Dr. Pepper. It doesn't taste right. Caffeine-free Coke doesn't. Everybody's like, oh, no, it tastes the same. It does not. It doesn't. So, I mean, I don't drink a lot of pop anyway. I mean, I used to. But I don't, you know, like, since I stopped the caffeine, every once in a while, if I have a pop, I'll have like a 7-Up or something. Or a Sprite or a Slice or whatever the hell you want to call it. Serving drinks. Top drinks with a cupcake liner when entertaining outdoors so you don't have to worry about pesky flies. Well, you put a little cupcake thing on there. That's not a bad idea for an outdoor get-together. How about the difficulty of peeling a banana, Esmeralda? Now, you know that this is a very difficult one.
I mean, yeah.
You're supposed to learn from the monkeys and peel a banana from the bottom instead of the top. Because it stays together better. And you can, and then you have a little handle on the bottom. Hold on to. Separating egg yolks. Use a bottle to suck up the egg yolk with ease, separating it from the egg white. So it's a plastic bottle, right? You'd squeeze it,
mm-hmm.
and then whoosh, and it sucks the egg yolk. I just like to use the eggshells, go back and forth. That's how I do it. The eggshell seems to be perfectly fine. Esmeralda, is that how you separate egg yolks?
Yeah, I usually use my hands.
You can use your hands, too. I just go back and forth on the egg yolk. Or the eggshell. I got the cracked two eggshells. Boom, boom, blink, blink, blank.
Is that the noise they make?
That's exactly. Yeah,
I need new eggs.
Well, these are brown eggs.
I turned away and I thought he was making eggs for us in the studio.
You went, whoa, where'd he get eggs?
Finally, after all these years, an omelet in the morning.
Yeah, I got a hot plate in here. I'm all set. I'm ready to go. I got
just put it on the put it on the board.
Put it on the put it
is
right
it
on
hot
the board.
Enough?
Sure, absolutely. And I've got angry ass woman in here to clean the place up.
Just a giant one. It's actually a real lady.
Yeah,
just put her in the middle of the room.
She's not happy right now because I got egg all over the console. Because I was going blink bloop bloop blink bloop, and she knew it. It was eggs, and that was it.
You're making a lot of eggs in there, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you have to. You have to crack a bunch of eggs to make. You can't make an omelet without cracking eggs. I don't know what's going on anymore. I really don't. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor, Trip Tower. It is 2 for Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Lou requested the Buckinghams with Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. Okay, we're back to some of our life hacks here to make your life easy. Did you know, Esmeralda, that you could use avocado instead of butter in your recipes?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
Yeah. I don't know how that's a save or a hack. I guess because avocado is probably better for you than butter. You know, we're breathing all wrong. Did you know that?
Oh, no.
The proper way to breathe is from your abdomen, not your chest. Breathing from your chest area will result in shallow breaths and less oxygen intake. Oh, I can see the difference.
So our belly should go out?
I guess, yeah.
I don't know.
Let's see. What else is there? Making iced coffee. freeze coffee into ice cubes to make iced coffee, and then it won't get diluted by regular ice. That's not a bad idea. Yeah, it's pretty good. And then breaking in shoes, just take a thick pair of socks, wear the shoes, then use a hairdryer to blow on the tightest corners. Keep repeating until the shoe fits comfortably. Yeah. How about rescuing a wet cell phone? We all know this, right? It's rice, right?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. We've heard so many ways on how to rescue a phone when you've dropped it into the water, but the best strategy is to seal your phone in an airtight pouch. You can start by saving those packets that are in your food packages or clothing. Those little synthetic packet things. I've heard rice.
Well, that's the silica. It's drying.
Yeah,
so.
That's right. That's true. All right. And then removing corn husks. And remove corn husks with ease by microwaving the corn.
I usually just, well, I don't do this, but I always see people do it when there's a lot of corn. They just do it in the supermarket.
Oh, you mean at the produce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are just pulling the husks off.
Yeah.
Leaving a big old mess.
Yeah, that's not cool. And then cutting a cake. You know what the cleanest way to cut a cake is, Esmeralda?
That string.
Dental floss.
Yeah, there you go. Tooth string.
That's a tooth string. That old tooth string. That was my radio name in college. Yeah, tooth string. Yeah. Wet a paper towel around your beverage. Put it in the freezer. We got that one already. Here's another one. Use a clothespin to hold a nail while hammering. Oh, that's a good one. Then you don't have to worry about busting up your fingers, slamming your thumbs. To make BLTs or any toasted sandwich, place two slices of bread in a single toaster slot. This way the bread gets warm and toasty on the outside, but stays soft and chewy on the inside. I don't know about that. Use nail polish to identify different keys. Yes, people do that. There are also little stickers that you can buy, right? Where you can identify your keys.
Yeah, they always cost more, but or I think they imprint them now. You can get keys that are patterned.
Yeah. Need an extra cup holder in your car? Place an old shoe on the floor and put a cup in it. I just like the way that sentence is structured. Place an old shoe on the floor and put a cup in it. Let's see. Need an inexpensive cookbook holder? Try a pants hanger. So I guess when you're trying to follow a recipe in a cookbook, you just take the pants hanger and clip it on so it stays open, so you have your hands free. Oh, okay, that makes sense. All right, and then this is a good one. Put a wooden spoon across a boiling pot of water to keep it from boiling over. You ever do that, Esmeralda?
No.
That works.
Huh.
It works. It's very cool, actually. Rub a walnut on damaged wooden furniture to cover up all dings. Don't burn yourself trying to reach a low wick in a candle. Light a stick of spaghetti and light the wick with that. Or just buy long matches that you can get those easily in the store. Or you have a pretty good size match and you turn the candle upside down and light it. So, a couple more here, and then we're going to take a break. And after the break, I'm going to tell you all about the summer movies at Millennium Park. Rock Falls Ryan says, use a fork to stab into your Oreo and then dip it in milk. It's not going to crumble? You stick a fork in an Oreo?
Do you stick it in the cream side?
I can't imagine that working. Sticking a fork, it says, use a fork to stab into your Oreo and then dip the Oreo in milk.
The pictures online have it going into the cream.
Oh, so it's like in the middle and then dip it in. So that way you don't get milk on your fingers.
Yeah, because they don't sell soft Oreos, do they?
No, I don't think so. And then 6308 says, put salt on a napkin to avoid glass from sticking to the napkin. What? What does that mean?
You know, like there's condensation on the glass, so the napkins get stuck to it.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm sorry.
But then the glass is covered in salt.
Then you have salt all over your glass. Nothing I hate more than salt on my glass.
Well, if you're drinking a soda, ugh.
Yeah. Or milk, like I tend to drink.
Salty milk.
Salty milk. Mm-mm-mm. That was also my radio name. Yeah, salty milk! All right, we have to break. We got a break here. We got the news. Coming up after the news, I'll tell you about the movies that you can see in the summer at Millennium Park. And then we got a very unfortunate Blackhawks Express to play back. It's all coming up right after this.